Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. We've got a bonus episode for you guys. It is a Who Says No episode. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember, before we get going, hit that subscribe button. Wherever you're getting your podcast, rate us 5 stars. Subscribe. Apple, Odyssey, Spotify, everything. Subscribe and 5 stars. You can also find us on YouTube on the WEI channel. You can hit the thumbs up on the videos. We got a Play Tessie playlist there. We can see all of our episodes. You can see our faces. Sammy's got a Red Sox snow hat because it's a little cold outside. Pat's wearing a rainbow sweatshirt. What does it say? I am Knuff. Oh, that's a Barbie thing, right? Barbie?
Yep.
Barbie. So, yeah. I'm just wearing a boring shirt with nothing on it. I'm here with Sammy and Pat. You can follow us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, again, next full-length episode coming to you guys on Monday. But for now, for your last day before Thanksgiving, hopefully if you have work or school or class or something, that this is the last day that you have it for this week. Hopefully you got a couple days off, nice little four-day weekend ahead of you. But gentlemen, are you ready for Who Says No? How you guys doing, man? Like, God, it's been so long since I've seen you.
I'm great, Gordo. How are you?
I'm just so great, man. I'm just so great. Shall we just get right into this thing? I've been sitting on this one. I told you guys that I had a Who Says No. I think I might have had this Wednesday. I think I had this one.
You put it in the chat. You were like, oh, I got a good Who Says No.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you guys until we record. And I'm not even joking. Like, jokes aside, we really don't know what Gordo's coming at us with. So it might suck, but it might be great.
Yeah, let's jump right into it then. So this idea came into my head when John Morosi on MLB Network basically had a whole little segment about why Willier Abreu is a trade candidate and how the Seattle Mariners could be a good fit. And generally, I think when like national media talks about a guy who's a trade candidate and says this team could be a good fit and they go in depth about it, usually there's like a little reason that they're doing it. Like, for instance, when Ken Rosenthal dropped, and obviously, you know, Ken Rosenthal is Ken Rosenthal and John Morosi is John Morosi. So take it how you want. But when Ken Rosenthal dropped the whole Tristan Casas getting traded for pitching and then the Red Sox signing Alex Bregman thing, that obviously didn't come from nowhere. I don't think this came from nowhere. So I started thinking, okay, how could a Willier Abreu trade with the Mariners work? And you might think, oh, he's going to do it for George Kirby. He's going to do it for Logan Gilbert. He's going to do it for Brian Wu. He's going to do it for Bryce Miller. But from what I've heard from my Gordo source, Mariners don't want to trade those guys. They want to trade Luis Castillo. That's who they want to trade. Willie Abreu for Luis Castillo is not a trade the Red Sox should make.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I was like, what's Porto doing?
The reason they shouldn't make that trade is financially it doesn't make any sense. The Red Sox would be adding a bunch of money and getting rid of a guy with a bunch, like 5 years of cheap control. So I was wondering, how could I make this work? So my trade is the Red Sox receive Luis Castillo and the Mariners receive Willie Abreu and take on all of Masataka Yoshida's contract. That's how you make it work. So I told you how it came in my head. I told you that the Mariners do not want to trade their four young guys. They are down to trade Luis Castillo. They want to get Emerson Hancock a chance in that rotation to start games. So Mariners have one of the worst offenses in baseball, and they struck out a ton last year. One of the, two teams that struck out more than the Red Sox. Adding Masataka Yoshida to that team, and obviously he's recovering from surgery. It is a risk. His value is in the toilet right now. But it could reap benefits for a team like that that has trouble, especially with power hitters. And with Willie Abreu, obviously ton of value. Really good hitter, really good base runner, gold glove right field defense. He is a blue chip piece in any trade. With the Red Sox, they're adding Luis Castillo, who is declining, but he's good for 170 innings every season. Last three seasons of ERAs were 3.17 in 2022, 3.34 in 2023, 3.64 in 2024. He can be a frontline guy. I don't think he's necessarily going to be the ace that he's been in the past, but if he's the second best pitcher you add this offseason, then that's a big improvement. And if you're taking on Castillo and you're giving up Yoshida, you've barely added money. It's like, well, the money is Castillo has $24 million a year for 3 years plus a vesting option, and Yoshida has $18.5 million for 3 years. So you're adding, $5.5 million a year for the next 3 years to swap Yoshida for Castillo, and you're adding Willie Abreu to do that. If he's the second best pitcher you add this offseason, let's say your rotation is Max Fried, Luis Castillo, Tanner Houck, Brian Bayo, Lucas Giolito, that is an awesome rotation. And if you want to get into the nitty gritty, Luis Castillo is a pretty similar pitcher to Bayo. If you want Brian Bayo to reach his ceiling, Luis Castillo in his prime is, I think, the ceiling for Bayo. So I like it only in the context of if you make it work financially. And I think adding Yoshida and sending him to the Mariners and getting that contract off the books makes a guy like Luis Castillo work financially for the Red Sox.
Okay. So I don't love it. I don't love it, but I don't completely hate it. The reason I don't think I would do it if I'm the Red Sox is I think you can do a similar trade without losing someone, like you said, Gordo, blue chip like Willie Abreu. Because if you compare the returns, you're basically the money, and correct me if I'm wrong, the money would kind of be a wash for the Red Sox, right? You're getting Yoshida off the books, and then you're taking on Castillo money. So it's probably...
You're adding five and a half.
Yeah.
Five and a half a season.
So you're adding five and a half. You're basically, if you're ignoring the money, if you're just saying like take Yoshida out of it because he's your throw-in, you want him gone. You're basically getting Castillo for Abreu.
But you're also gaining financial flexibility now. Like,
are you though? How much? But and
well, like, okay, what I'm saying is you've now added. It's not like you're gaining space, but you've now added a top of the rotation pitcher without adding salary. Like by including Yoshida in this, it's basically like trading Willie Abreu for a cheap starting pitcher with 3 years of control left.
Right. Yeah. That's why I said take Yoshida. Like if we're discussing who's getting what, if we're discussing what the Red Sox are getting, let's forget Yoshida's even in it because he makes the money pretty close to a wash, $5 million, whatever. You're getting Castillo trending down, sure. But like you said, he's still good. He still strikes out a touch under nine guys over nine innings. The ERA is, good. I would this wouldn't be my first option. It's kind of like when we talked about the Nolan Arenado to the Red Sox trade when we spoke during our last episode. I'd be fine with it. It wouldn't be my first option. I do think when you post this on Twitter, people are going to flip out, because before you explain it, it sounds bad before you explain it. But when you get into it, it's like, all right, it's basically, if you want to remove the money from this, you're basically getting Castillo for Abreu, and the money is essentially the same, slight change, whatever.
I agree with you, by the way, that it would not, like, this is the type of trade that I would approach Seattle about only once Garrett Crochet has been traded.
Yeah, it's a good backup plan. I kind of like the idea of Castillo. I got to look more into him. Pat, go ahead, and then I'll come back with some Castillo nuggets.
Before Pat goes, another way to look at it. If you're trading, let's say the trade is Willier Abreu and other stuff for Crochet. You're trading Willier Abreu and whatever for 2 years of Crochet for cheap. If you look at Yoshida as a way to make Castillo cheap, you're trading Abreu for 3 years of Castillo for cheap. Now, Crochet is obviously on the up and up, and I think he's going to be significantly better than Castillo for the next 2 years, and if they extend him for more. But if Crochet went, you could do worse than something like this. I agree, it may be not my first choice, but I would. It's a deal. I agree, Sammy. It's we're going to post this on Twitter, and people are going to get super pissed about it, and it's going to be great. But it's like Arenado. It's like if my option A and B are off the table, like, this is a trade I would make, and it's not like a panic bad move. But Pat, let me hear what you got.
I would not do this trade. I think Willier is a very valuable trade asset. I think you're better off holding on to him. And let's say a guy like Sandy Alcantara is pitching great headed into the next trade deadline. That's a guy you move Willier for. I think if you move Willier to essentially get a declining kind of number two pitcher and a salary dump Yoshida, to make moves like that down the line, you're going to have to dip into the upper level prospect pool. I think Abreu has a lot of trade value, and I think it can be used a lot better, even if we do miss out on Crochet, meaning if a guy like Sandy becomes available, or who knows, maybe the Mariners are still awful offensively and like, okay, fine, we'll trade Bryce Miller, Brian Wu. I think you have to wait it out. I think Castillo is really, really not a great way to allocate the asset that is Willier Abreu.
So let me ask a follow-up here, because the one thing I left out, because I wanted to get your guys' raw reaction, is that if you put this in the trade value machine, it is not significantly, but it is in the favor of the Mariners. Like, it has Luis Castillo based because of the money he's making as a slightly negative asset, and it has Yoshida as like a big negative asset, and it has Abreu as a big asset. And it's like, I forget what it comes out to, but it's like the Red Sox get like -3 surplus value or whatever, and the Mariners get like 7. So it's like, I the one thing I struggled with, and the reason I left it as is I don't know what else Seattle adds into a deal like this. And it's not like Seattle's going to pay down money. Like, if anyone's taking on money in a trade between the Red Sox and the Mariners, it's the Red Sox.
Gordo, the more I'm looking at this, okay, I said Luis Castillo's declining. He is, but it's pretty gradual. The one thing that freaks me out is he's not getting nearly as many whiffs in 2024 as he has ever. The closest I can find was 2022. He was getting whiffs, I think this is 27.8% of the time. And then this year was 25.9%. And that sounds small, but that's pretty significant. Pretty big jump in percentage to about like 15 percentile points. So I don't know. I also, and this, people are going to hate me for this, I don't think Willier Abreu is as valuable as a lot of Red Sox fans think. I think he's, you know, pretty valuable, but he was a platoon outfielder this year. And the defense was great, but it's corner outfield defense. We're not talking about a center fielder. And I know it was at Fenway, but that's, you know, a lot more valuable to the Red Sox than any other team. So Great corner outfield defense, sure. Hits right-handed pitching very well. Not amazing, but very well. Cannot touch left-handed pitching. Doesn't really add much speed. So I like Abreu. And oh, by the way, the contract is he's on a rookie deal, which is all obviously very valuable. I think Abreu has a good amount of trade value. I still don't think he could headline a Garrett Crochet deal. I never have. I still don't think he can. I think you're going to have to include a premier prospect to get a guy like that. So if you want to view the trade as basically money aside, Willy Abreu for Luis Castillo, I would strongly consider it. I want to give you a yes or a no, but I
well, it's dependent on a lot of factors, because if Garrett Crochet was still on the market and the Red Sox made that trade, I don't think I would feel that good about it. But if Crochet was dealt to like the Phillies and, you know, maybe one of the free agent starters, like if Max Fried signed with like the Blue Jays and now it's like, oh shit, like we're down to Burns and Snell out of the big four available pitchers. And it's like, they've been connected to Burns, but it doesn't feel like it's been quite as serious. And it's like, oh shit, is it Snell or bust? It's like, if they made that trade for Castillo at that point, then I feel a lot better about it, because like, yes, it may not be quite as exciting of an ad as one of those four guys, but he has been a frontline pitcher for the last several years. And maybe you think he's not good. Yeah, he's still really good. Question for you then. I'll pose this as a would you rather? Jesus.
Jeez.
All right. If I could get it out of my mouth.
God, we're never going to get to this.
Oh, my God. All right. You ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
would you rather?
What? I'm dying to know.
All right. I'm going to say it. Would you rather that trade, Willy Abreu and Yoshida for Luis Castillo, or see them trade Marcelo Meyer for Garrett Crochet?
Oh, I'd have to go Crochet. I think the world of Garrett Crochet. Like, I legit think he's going to be a top 10 starting pitcher in Major League Baseball next year. I think he's going to be that good, and you'd have him on a rookie deal for 2 years. And then, I mean, if you're the Red Sox, you're trading for him. That's almost guaranteed that you extend him. Otherwise, it would be fucking crazy, especially if you're giving up Meyer. So, yeah, I'd have to go. Crochet, that's my white whale right there.
There we go. Hold on. Pat, before you answer that. So Sammy's white whale is Crochet. I love Crochet, but my white whale is Vlad. Pat, who's your white whale? Do you have a white whale?
Ooh. Do I have a white
whale? When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wait, whale? I don't know if I do. That's one I might have to sit on it. I might have to.
All right, Pat, that's your homework for next episode. Scour the web and find a Pat all right, Brown all right, white whale.
I can do that.
What if Pat's like, my white whale okay. is Juan Soto? Great, Pat.
Yeah.
Juan Soto. Cool. I haven't heard.
You could say it, Pat, but the second he signs, even if it's with the Red Sox, you got to have a new one.
What's the opposite?
I know.
Go ahead.
Next episode, my Nuff said, will be my white whale.
Ooh, okay.
What's the
I like
opposite
it.
Of a white whale?
A black
brown
seal?
Tuna fish.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm asking. Black mamba.
Okay, yeah. Black mamba.
Because you don't want to run into a black mamba. It's very poisonous. But as a white whale, you'd be like, oh, look, that whale. It's an albino whale.
I would want a white whale on the Red Sox if a black widow stepped into the batter's box. Easy three strikeout.
Gordo, what sound does a white whale make? Oh, man. I got in trouble in high school class because my friend Eric and I would do whale calls across the classroom.
There's a video for that. So I like one time I had to be like hospitalized when I was in college because they thought I had appendicitis, which I didn't have. And they just ended up fucking starving me for 3 days for no reason. But like I like needed, I forget what it was for, but like I needed nurse attention and I just was getting none of it. So I would just make whale noises from the hospital but until someone would come so they could give me attention.
You're just imagining starving Gordo in a hospital bed going,
that's what it was
at night.
So anyway, Pat, would you rather?
Glad you're not dead, by the way.
No, I fully expect when we're talking about these whale noises, I expect Gordo as like Dory with the whale noises. Like, I want blood.
Oh God!
Vlad, no. Please come.
It didn't work, by the way. It didn't help.
Oh, you needed someone who was as attentive as my high school teachers, because they heard it immediately and they acted. And if they were your nurse, they would have helped you right away. Shame, really.
Yeah. All right, Pat, would you rather trade Marcelo Meyer for Crochet or William Abreu and Yoshida for Castillo?
I would also go the Crochet route. I think they have stories already there. Franklin Arias is a top 100 guy. Yoelin Cespedes is a soon-to-be top 100 guy. Christian Campbell can play short. There's going to be free agents. Like, there's so many different ways to make up for the ground that Marcelo Meyer, or the hole that Marcelo would kind of leave. And I think it's just... I'm with Sammy. I think Crochet is so good. I think he is as advertised. I think he's nowhere near as good as he's going to be. And it's rare for a guy like that to be on the market. When was the last time that happened? 25 years old, 2 years of team control, left-handed. I do it 10 times out of 10. I don't even think about it.
Bro, Garrett Crochet struck out 209 batters in 146 innings. 209 in 146 innings. That's almost 13 batters per nine. This guy's a fucking freak, and you've barely seen the best of him. He's 25 years old. How big is this guy? He's friggin' huge. He's 6'6", 250. He's a monster of a man. That guy. I don't understand people who don't think this guy's gonna be amazing. He's gonna be so fucking good. He's already good, but goddamn, man, I can't. That's the guy. That's been my guy since, like, how long have I been talking about Garrett Crochet with you guys for? Since, like, August? Maybe, like, right after the trade deadline?
Yeah, post-deadline. Post-deadline, yeah.
Because I didn't want him at the deadline, because I just didn't...
Why pay for 3 years if the guy's not even going to pitch in the postseason? Like,
exactly. It made no sense. Plus, I figured other teams might have been in on him, and it would have made his price crazy. I was wrong about that, but... The second the trade deadline passed, I'm like, that's the guy. That's the guy. That's the guy. So I'm
yeah,
sticking with my white whale.
Okay. My take on it, usually I'm pretty in the camp. I feel like I hear a lot of people, Sammy, I know you said this. Loomer Loney says this a lot, and I don't usually agree with it. You guys say it matters who you get. It doesn't matter who you give up. And usually I disagree with that. I actually think it really matters who you give up. Like, I don't want to trade Tristan Casas. I don't want to trade Jaren Duran. I don't want to trade Roman Anthony. I want to get the right guy at the right cost. But with this scenario, it does matter who you get. With this scenario, it's like, you're talking Crochet versus Castillo. Obviously, Castillo's been, he's more established. He's been more consistent. Crochet, you're betting on upside and potential, but I believe in the guy that much. I hope they get an extension done because, you know, obviously if he doesn't get extended, I don't know if that changes the answer. Probably still doesn't, but Crochet's that good. As Pat said, the Sox have other shortstop options and prospects. I don't want to trade Marcelo Meyer. I would do everything possible to make a Crochet trade without the big four. I don't know how possible I think that is, even though there's been some reporting to say that it is possible. But yeah, I think I would lean Meyer for Crochet and overpay for Crochet rather than do the money type trade and get Castillo. So I think that's my answer there. Any final thoughts on this before we wrap?
I mean, I definitely do think it matters who you give up. I'm just like not as much as, you know, a lot of people. I think this is a product of the Heim Bloom era. A lot of people, at least on social media, or like people we talk to, whenever you float a trade idea, they try to tweak it in the smallest way. Like, hey, take out Chase Meidroth and add the number 14 prospect instead of number 9. That's the kind of shit where I'm like, dude, come on. What are we talking about? We're talking about two guys who are probably going to be bench players, Major League Baseball, and you're going to let that cripple a deal to get a superstar, whatever. So just in my defense, I know it matters what's going out, but, you know, less so.
But yeah, usually like for me, I'm so like, I'm very anti-trade Roman Anthony. I'm very anti-trade Tristan Casas. I don't want to trade those guys. I don't care who you're getting back. I think that highly of them. When you have this much capital in your farm system and young talent on your big league roster, you have the flexibility to pick and choose what you want to trade from, because there should be a team that's willing to give you something good for it. But in this case, if it's a would you rather between those two options, get me the guy that I think is going to be an ace for the next 7 years rather than the guy who I think probably will be a front of the rotation guy for the next 2 or 3 years, but I can't guarantee it. With Crochet, like, the upside is enormous. It's just, it's a different ballpark.
We have time for enough said or no?
You can give a quick one if you want.
Wait, it looks like Pat might have his white whale. Do you want to share your white whale or you want to save it?
Nope, I'll do it right now. It's time time to go harpooning. This is tinfoil hat time. Not really, because it makes sense, but when the Padres are inevitably in money hell, it's Fernando Tatis.
I like that.
Love that. Love
like
that.
3 years from now, and he's what, 28, in Xander and Machado are running the bases with walkers. Bring me Tatis. That's my white whale.
I like that. And Sammy, I was just thinking about it. Crochet's gonna get dealt sooner rather than later. And regardless of if it's the Red Sox that get him or some other team, the second he's dealt, you're going to have to think of a new white whale. So get to studying, man. You got to pick one after, but you can't pick it until Crochet's gone. That's your guy. You got to stick to it.
Okay. And speaking of studying, since we're talking about whales, my little hobby that I like to read about and study about when I'm bored is prehistoric animals. And did you guys know that whales evolved from these like wolf-like mammals? And one of them is called a pachycetus. And if you look at it, I'll send you guys a picture right now. It looks like a dog, but 50 million years ago, that's what like a blue whale looked like. And they gradually lose their feet, became flippers, and they grew much, 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 much larger.
What the hell?
Yeah. So like, whales used to be these things that kind of, I think they kind of look like dogs actually, but they have little like aquatic features. Like you can see that little fin looking thing on the top. So if you're listening, look up pachycetus, pachycetus. Really interesting that whales used to look like that and they turned into the giants that we know today.
That's bash shit.
Yeah. I'm a nerd.
Sammy?
Yeah.
I need you to repeat one of the words that you said. A-Q-U.
Aquatic.
Gordo, how do you say that word?
Aquatic.
Aquatic.
Yeah.
I think.
Sounds like you're saying quack.
I think I have an accent, guys. It's kind of hard for me to say. I mean, I could say you know, like when you're from Massachusetts and it's hard for you to, like Florida is hard for me to say.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah,
see, that's because you're a Jewish grandma. You say Florida.
Oh, I'm a Jewish grandmother. Yeah, look, see on the back, it's like a little fin. Crazy, huh? That those turn. Yeah, I love this stuff. This is like what I do at like 1 a.m. I'll be watching videos about this on YouTube. Everyone's asleep. I'm learning about prehistoric creatures. Don't look up velociraptors. It's the most disappointing thing ever.
All right, won't do. My enough said is just going to be, hope you all have an awesome, wonderful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're eating good and spending some great quality time with your families. Don't stress. I mean, I give the advice. I'm not going to be able to follow my own advice, but don't worry too much about the Red Sox rumors and stuff on Thanksgiving. Just be there, be present with your family. If shit happens, you'll know, but I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and just fill your stomachs and watch football and just leave it at that, man. But, and that goes for you guys too.
Good football, but it'll be football.
That's true. It will be, they will throw football. It may not be high quality, but it'll be there. But till next time, we'll be back in your ears Monday morning, first thing in the morning on Monday, December 2nd. That's when shit's really going to get real. But yeah, remember, subscribe. You get that notification when the episodes drop. So wherever you're getting your podcast, subscribe, rate 5 stars. It helps us out so much. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think of my trade. Find us on YouTube on the WEI channel. You can find the Playtesty playlist there. Has all our episodes. You can rate 5 stars. Actually, no, it's the thumbs up. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe to WEI. Find us on the socials at Playtesty on both Twitter and Instagram. Happy Thanksgiving to not just everyone listening, but to you guys as well. Sammy, Joe, Pat, you guys do an awesome job with this show. Love doing it with you guys. Very thankful to be able to do this with you guys as often as we get to do it. Love talking Red Sox. It's a great outlet and thankful for you guys. But until next time, till December, it's winter meeting season, guys. It's coming up. This has been a bonus Who Says No episode of Playtesty. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.